AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Severe heat and storms are plaguing the mid and northwest. Downed trees and flooded roads reported in Michigan, where wind gusts reached some 70 miles an hour in the Grand Rapids region. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories for Detroit, Chicago, and much of Indiana. Cooling centers are open again in Portland, Oregon, where a heat spell is already making life miserable, especially for the homeless and vulnerable. Forecaster Daniel Hartsock says the Pacific Northwest will be hot.
Thursday and Friday, we're looking at temperatures a few degrees warmer, most likely between 100 and 105.
In June, a heat wave led to hundreds of deaths. California's Dixie Fire continues to grow. More than 1,000 buildings have been destroyed, half of them homes. And authorities in Montana have ordered evacuations as a blaze roared toward remote communities. California becomes the first state to require not only teachers, but also school support staff be vaccinated against COVID-19 or be tested weekly. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We think this is a sustainable way to keeping our schools open and to address the number one anxiety that parents like myself have. I have four young children, and that is knowing that the schools are doing everything in their power to keep our kids safe.
A number of school districts in Texas, Florida, and Arkansas are defying their governor's mask mandates, requiring face coverings for schools as new pediatric COVID cases develop because of the Delta variant. President Biden's calling on OPEC to restore fuel production to pre-pandemic levels to help bring prices back down. Tropical Storm Fred has bashed Hispaniola with rain and wind. It could pose problems for Florida this weekend. The Dow ended higher. This is AP News. Federal health officials say it's important pregnant women get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The CDC recommendation comes as hospitals in coronavirus hotspots around the country are seeing greater numbers of unvaccinated mothers-to-be seriously ill with the virus. Expectant women run a higher risk of severe illness and pregnancy complications from COVID-19, including miscarriages and stillbirths. But CDC data show their vaccination rates are low, with only about 23% having received at least one dose. I'm Ben Thomas.
Robert Durst took the witness stand in his murder trial, reflecting on happy moments in the lives of himself and two women who prosecutors allege he killed. Durst says that he and his wife, Kathy, and best friend Susan Berman got along famously at first. Prosecutors allege Durst killed Berman because she was about to tell authorities what she knew about his wife's disappearance. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.